In Northwest News on KPLU, the new 520 bridge across Lake Washington should improve traffic flows. Another side effect of its construction will be better access to parts of one of Seattle's most loved parks. The Washington Park Arboretum that borders on the Seattle side of the bridge is losing nearly 5 acres of land to the new construction, but getting millions of dollars in mitigation funding. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
The $7.8 million in mitigation money the Arboretum is getting from the State Department of Transportation is the largest single amount it has ever received. Curator Ray Larson drives a cart along the 80-year-old Azalea Way, which is currently lined with blooms in a rainbow of colors. He points to the west side of the park.
Here we're coming up on the part of the ash collections. You can see that's really wet right now, so people can't really get over there very easily.
He says the wetlands that dominate much of the park make it hard to see most of the year without losing your shoes in places where there isn't pavement or gravel. So they're adding 1.2 miles of trail and several footbridges to form a loop. Larson expects it'll make the park feel a lot bigger.
So I think people will actually, when they walk through there, they'll realize how much more space there is that maybe they haven't explored. So I think since Seattle's growing so much, it's really going to open up a lot of areas for people. Even though we're not adding land, we're going to make it a lot more accessible.
They're also daylighting the Arboretum Creek, which runs through the heart of the park, but is currently mostly invisible in underground pipes and culverts.
You know, people look at creeks differently now than they used to. And so we're adding woody debris and pools and things to slow the water down and store it. And then quite a diversity of plantings. About 20,000 plants will be added as part of the mitigation effort.
Trees are being replaced at a ratio of 6 to 1. And the partially built freeway ramps to nowhere that were installed in the 60s and never used for traffic are being taken out. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.